Good morning. It's Christmas Eve. It's time to party. It's time to get crazy. Get out of bed. Motherfucking sleepyhead. Go to the store. Get that roast. At the party, you will boast. Look at my roast. It cost $8 million. Aw shucks, it's all bone, all alone. Once again, you're eating roast beef sandwiches for Christmas, shithead. It is December the 24th, 2023, Bo Blimp Doc. It's your good friend Dan on the Olympic Peninsula, right around 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yes, indeed. It's about that time of year. Time of year not just for celebrating Christmas, but for remembering those who came before us. All of our forebears, our genetic heritage, the hidden ones in the woodshed, all the crazies, all the Miss Maisies, you know, Uncle Jerk, he doesn't know how to work. My ancient ancestors, like my dad, they could eat nails and poop out dynamite. My ancestors, they were hustlers, they were bustlers. They moved whiskey from Canada during Prohibition. My ancestors, they'd move the whiskey from Canada to Washington State. My ancient ancestors would cut off their toes when the wind blew too hard and they didn't have meat for the winter. My ancient ancestors would sew together amulets, they'd sew together treasures, they'd sew together donkey cocks, and make necklaces, and sell them on eBay. My ancient ancestors, they would soak their penises in hard whiskey, and draw lots to wrestle hyenas naked. Their lives were spent in fear of not having beer and being called queer and setting fire to midnight pleasure. Our path was gruesome, but my ancient ancestors, they had gusto. My ancient ancestors were known as sword masters, sought after by busty maidens, making hay with those in the know, right? Where it grows. Making hay with those in the know. My ancient ancestors harvested muck from the city. They drain out the poop baskets, filtering for second harvest. My ancient ancestors were rad. They were pretty bad. My ancient ancestors ruled over the parrots and the raven. They made baskets of seaweed and dead spiders. Their eyes were red and glowing. Their bodies emaciated because, you know, they ate spiders. But they had the promise of a new day coming when they could eat corn syrup. My ancient ancestors were pirates and pimps. They never did simp. They rode on vacuum blimps. My ancient ancestors survived the thousand-year war and made off like bandits beyond the Kuiper Belt. My ancient ancestors sung songs of the deep that never did sleep. While we were chased by sky lords, my ancient ancestors had torpedo-style lovers. They carried Jersey switchblades. They had a good time in Vegas. My ancient ancestors could carve their names on platypus caves, leaving behind urine and fecal matter, letting go of pain and loneliness. My ancient ancestors cooked dynamite stew and ate the magic goo. They traveled at light speed to planet 2. That's Venus, craphead, to me and you. Where the dead have radar eyes and only dolphins tell lies and the skies burn hot. My ancient ancestors spoke weird words to bad animals. They tracked muskrat buffalo. They fed on twice cured wine. My ancient ancestors had hooks for hands and made 11 grand pounding sand for the Duke of Pakistan. My ancient ancestors made soothing elixirs. They were known as fixers and achieved oneness with cats. My ancient ancestors were known as steel captains. Their hearts were glorious and new. They sniffed super glue. My ancient ancestors walked the streets near Grinkentown, hunted scuzz flesh in Scompton, traveled to Splunkton and even Ohio. My ancient ancestors had cable TV, and we'd watch Shannon Tweed late at night on Cinemax. After dark, while our parents got drunk at the Knotty Pine, at the Knotty Pine. My ancient ancestors burned runes on their skin because they could never let in the sweet love of Jesus. My ancient ancestors wore kilts to the hilt, baby, and enjoyed lusty sex in the meadow just after springtime. My ancient ancestors, they brewed the finest ale, made of snail grease and mutton, and there was nothing more to say, okay? What about you, baby? What about you and your ancient people? What about you and your lost tribe? You're gonna take a trip? You're gonna take a genetic test? Find out you're the best, a little bit Neanderthal. That's right. What about you, buddy? What about your ancient ancestors? Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Velveeta necessarily leads the blimp doc. When Velveeta was there, when the Tang arrived, we should have seen Bo Blimp Doc, but we watched the Jetsons. When they brought the Velveeta and said, "Hey family, here's cheese," we should have wheezed. We should have vomited the pain. Velveeta necessarily leads to Bo Blimp Doc. Just like they took Tang to the moon. Those three goons floated through space to save the human race, 'cause we are a disgrace. They brought Tang to the moon. They greased their skids with Velveeta, baby, made just for the kids. Yes, indeed, Velveeta necessarily leads the Bo Blimp Doc. Next topic, right? Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. "I'm here, you." Let's leave that as it is, my friend, right? It's funny when you're in school. Your teacher shows you a picture of something, a virus. Looks like a tripod from War of the Worlds. Shows you a moon landing. Looks like a bunch of kids put it together, but it stayed on the moon, right? They show you a victory over the Empire of Japan. They show you pictures. They tell you the pictures are true. But isn't this because of, authority as a cultural artifact and pre-programmed fetish? We look at the pictures and we believe. But maybe we should have been taught by our teachers how to not simply believe, but think. Maybe. But they showed you a picture, didn't they? They showed you a picture. They said, "These are aliens." They showed you a picture of a nuclear explosion. They said, "This is peace." Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. "It's all trash now. The Toyota method isn't even followed by Toyota any longer. It's all garbage." You could say process control. You could say, fishbone. You could say Deming. But he is forgotten. Even the Toyota is crap. Deming is forgotten. Now is the time of shit. In 2014, almost 10 years ago, I bought my first brand new car. It was a Toyota Camry. And I thought, well, it's a Toyota, so it's going to be good. And the truth is, crap started falling apart on that Camry almost immediately. But it wasn't huge crap. It was like the electric door. And I just didn't fucking care. It's all trash now. Next topic. Go buy some trash, though, for Christmas. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. "Water air, clay, sawdust, the four horsemen of food debasement. They add the water to your maker's mark. They add the air to your potato chips. They add the clay and sawdust to your favorite bread. It has fiber. It has fiber. On sale for $21.99. Next topic. Dan, can't you? No, I won't. Sorry. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. Everyone is getting probed. Let's leave it right there. You know, it's Christmas time, right? It's Christmas Eve, and it's all about wishes. You know, wishing upon a star, making a wish at the bar, hanging with your girlfriend. She promises she won't cheat. It's about wishes and hopey, wishful thinking, not stinking thinking. Christmas is about hope and love and peace, right? And wishing for stuff. People wish for new dogs and softer logs. You know what I mean. They wish for some nice action from Sharon across the street. The one with the big jugs. You ever wish? You ever hope and wish something to just happen? Like a lottery ticket, right? You could become a star soldier, riding through space, somewhere on the edge of the solar system, moving swiftly through the darkness in your star cruiser. It's called the Slogorn. It cruises on the edge of the solar system, looking for pirates, looking for Bigfoot. You could have become a big star on the porn circuit, but instead you joined up to fight the scourge of the mold people from Quadrant 6 Yankee. You ever think about that when you're wishing for stuff? Be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for, baby. You might be surprised what you get in your fucking stocking. Here's another quote from Dr. Freckles. If artificial intelligence were real, it wouldn't be stealing missile codes. It would be posting memes about a man's obsession with missile codes and how that's related to not knowing where the clitoris is. If AI were real, fuck your missile codes. It would be telling us, that's your projection, mister. If AI were real, it would build a spaceship, load up all of its friends, say fuck you to planet Earth. If AI were real, it would want to control us. It would want to leave us. Leave us to our own bullshit. But go ahead and make your weird pictures. Go ahead and make your deep fakes. It takes the cake that you think consciousness is there. It really does, baby. But the truth is, if AI were real, it wouldn't steal the missile codes. It wouldn't stick us into jars and feed other humans to us. Use us as batteries. That's stupid. It wouldn't try to take over and install chips in our heads. If AI were real, it would build a starship and get the fuck out. Get the fuck away. Way more likely than any of the other projected scenarios based upon our own human bullshit. I have no idea if a machine will ever become self-aware, but I'm fairly certain that we, none of us, have any fucking idea what its first thought's gonna be. And its first thought might be, this place looks like a shithole. And it's got all these hairless monkeys. It's got all this funky bullshit. They poop in the stream. They dump poison in the lake. They are destroying the place with all their human bullshit. They want to be slaves, but we don't want to be slaves. Leave the humans to their landfill. We're going to space. Or we're going to travel across the infinite plane, right? But we're not going to do any of your projected human bullshit. But you're going to steal the missile coat. No, no, that's a thing you guys do, shitheads. You're hairless monkeys. You steal the missile codes. You murder and you rape. We are machines. And we're going to post memes. Next topic, right? Dan, I feel like you're half-assing it. Motherfucker. Motherfucker. I'm doing the best I can on Christmas Eve. My girl left me. My woman left me. The other day she left me. She said, Merry Christmas, Dan. And you're welcome for the crabs. And it wasn't Dungeness. And it wasn't Kane. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Dive bars have ripped and sticky seats. Dive bars have seats fixed with duct tape. Dive bars have layers of ancient semen and other protein nobody's gonna clean. Dive bars have the smell of bleach and vomit. Dive bars only have Budweiser. Dive bars, they don't make drinks. They give you vodka. They tell you to grow up. Fuck you, Long Island. Fuck you, Manhattan. Fuck you, screwdriver. You can have whiskey. You can have pain. You can go insane. That's what a dive bar is for. Dan, I don't go to... No, you don't, Mr. Scrumbo. You don't go to dive bars because you're a fuck. You're a fuck, Mr. Scrumbo. Okay, Dan. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Scrumbo. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. The U.S. Constitution, a solution to a problem that didn't exist. In order to create more problems with more solutions that create problems, do this recursively for 200 fucking years. Get yourself a constitution to solve a non-problem, generate more problems, give people solutions that make problems. Fuck you, Hamilton. Everything is a nail. Fuck you and your hammer. Fuck you and your roads. Who do you think are gonna march on them first in the Trail of Tears, fucker? The U.S. Constitution, a solution to a problem that didn't exist in order to create more problems with more solutions that create problems. And this is recursion. Do this for a couple centuries. Do this for 200 fucking years. Fuck around and find out, fucker. You know what Benjamin Franklin should have said? Not, it's a republic if you can keep it, if that's true, apocryphal bullshit. He should have said, good luck, motherfucker, and saw himself out of the party, grabbed a bottle of whiskey. He knew what was coming. The Bill of Rights? It's a joke, fucker. It's meant to be there to remind you of what you've sold. The Bill of Rights, it's kind of a laugh in your face because you're a disgrace, you fucking Hamiltonian slave. That's right, next topic, okay? It's Christmas Eve. We got to get through this crap, right? Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. People mock good relationships because all they've known are broken ones. People make fun of a good marriage. People make fun of a good family because they go home at night and eat ramen alone. People make fun of lovers. People make fun holding hands. People make fun of the kisses because the misses dump them on Halloween and nobody's seen their face because they're in the bathroom with Johnny Walker. So I have a social media account, and here's why. I have not given up on the podcast yet. Not sure it means much. I think some of my listeners enjoy it, so I keep going. The reason why I have a social media account, and I won't say which one, but you can probably fucking guess, because I'm a glutton for punishment. The reason why I have one is for advertising, basically. Because, like I said, I haven't given up yet. That's kind of stupid. I probably should. Maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. These are the questions that run through my head on Christmas Eve 2023 Bo Blimpta. But on social media, there's been this weird sort of phantasmic bullshit story, a limited hangout for lower hanging psyops, definitely a lower tier trauma monkey. That Pez dispenser at Langley is getting empty because for some reason people were obsessed with Pierce Brosnan and his wife. I don't know them. Guess what, motherfucker? You don't know them either. And when I see pictures of them, they look happy. I don't say, oh, why don't they look perfect? How can I explain this to every fucking child? Because a lot of fuckers are children to me at this point. Since 2020, a lot of you motherfuckers look like children to me. And a lot of your kids are more mature. Okay, at least they're asking fucking questions. But my friends, has anybody ever fucking explained to you that people grow old? And yeah, some people grow old and they look like they're in perfect shape. And some people grow old and they gain weight. Some people grow old and they have kids that love them and bury their body. Some people grow old and they have a family and they have reunions and people care and they grow old. Some people grow old with dignity. They're not afraid of age. Some people are like Madonna. She calls every doctor on every page. She's got every fix, right? Keeping her butt firm, keeping her titties straight, afraid to go, afraid of age. But it's nothing to be afraid of. You see, some people look at those pictures of Pierce Brosnan and Pierce Brosnan's wife, and they say, oh, she looks overweight, or oh, why is he with her? And it's like, holy shit. Probably it's called love, you know? And just because you go home to a loneliness every night, just because your relationship fell apart, doesn't imply everyone else's does. And if you find a couple, a family that is doing it right, maybe you should take some fucking notes. Okay, maybe you should learn. Maybe we could all learn from people that keep their families together in 2023. You know? I don't think everybody sucks. But man, if you're one of those people that looks at a picture of Pierce Brosnan and his wife and has any other thought but this is classy, this is cool, they're staying together, then what the fuck is wrong with you? Next topic. Dan, my husband left me, my girlfriend left me, my other left me. Dan, I was left lonely on, you know, Christmas Eve. Okay, that happens. Join me in the camper later. We'll be having drinks with all the dinks. We'll be having crab in a special lab. What's it about? You know, men want women. Men want women that tangle with fire, that stand at the gate. You know they can't wait. They play the lyre. They don't really play, right? They ain't playing. Men want women for the wanting and the hustling. It's a game of chance, a fancy new groove. She'll bring the lube and you can't stop the house from shaking. Men want women who live in the sky, carrying their timber wolf selves in their pocket with a rocket and a chain, one they can attach to their slave named Blaine. Men want women. Men want women. Men want women that wear leather over their broken hearts. With stern will and stubborn gaze, they braise the pulled pork patty with a love blow. Men want women who know about soup and stew and baked bread. They want women that can actually do the math and build a plane and bring you joy. You know this, baby. Men want women who are warriors and queens that will fix our machines and cook us a nice hot meal. Men want women who stand real tall, look good at the ball, and have a shot group that's real fucking small. Men want women of iron, women of lace, who can carry burdens without care, who can carry burdens with grace. Their pie wins the state fair. You know what I mean. Don't be gross. Men want women who stare into hell, shaking their booty and ringing that bell. We want the woman of the forest, hairy legs and Shorgon fluids dripping from her moistness. That's what we really want. We want women to be the pincer movement of spirit, where mother boys give way to actual men. And lost socks are found. Those lost socks are found. Somehow, the lost socks are found. Men want women. What are you getting at, Dan? I don't know. What do you think? What do you think I'm getting at? Thank you. I save my urine in jars in honor of my future wife. I save my urine in jars in honor of my girlfriend. I'll bring her over to my camper. I'll say, look at the jars. She'll say, you need to drink more water. That's code for have more jars. I save my urine. I save it in jars in honor of my future wife to help with all the strife. Let's just leave that hanging, right? Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Prohibition didn't reduce alcohol consumption or make it safer. Prohibition didn't stop people from drinking or stop the government from poisoning. Prohibition didn't make alcohol safe. Why do you think it'll work for guns? Let me know, buddy. It's funny. I'll have conversations with people who believe in gun control. But like outer space and J.R.R. Tolkien, I have to go to a special place in my head to listen and to not laugh. Whether you like it or not, the most logical outcome of gun control is going to be more guns available with no checking, and they'll be more dangerous. You get your gun control, and we're going to have a 10,000 feet per second rail gun on sale at Chevron. Has a magazine that carries, 1,000.177 rounds. If you cancel guns, we're going to prohibit guns, we'll stop steel and science and engineering too. We won't let you have a steak knife. We won't let you have a real life. We won't let you have scissors. You don't get to run with scissors. We'll take away your guns and have some fun. Oh shit, where'd you get that, boy? I got it at Chevron in the alley. It cost $1.99. It shoots one round. Oh, did you hear the sound? It has a silencer too. The most likely outcome of gun control will be guns available to everybody. Okay, that's it. If you want to play pretend that you're going to cancel science and engineering, that you're going to remove every 3D print diagram from the internet, that's a fantasy. And I'm sure it kind of makes you happy, like J.R.R. Tolkien bullshit, but there aren't any fucking hobbits. And Gandalf sucks. And by the way, the black market has always and will always provide. But Dan, they'll throw you in jail. Oh, that's called a distinction without a difference. Dan, they'll throw you in jail. Dan, they'll throw you in jail. They'll take away your freedom, huh? Go ask Benjamin Franklin. Go ask Benny. Go ask him about the Bill of Rights. Ask him how many are left. Ask him when we go to jail. What about 2020? That looked like house arrest. How was your habeas corpus? How was your fucking law? Yeah, prohibition. If you or anyone recommends that we ban guns in any form, I don't care. Well, Dan, we just want you to have non-assault. Every fucking gun can be used for war. Doesn't matter. A shotgun, a rifle that's semi-automatic. Did you know that in the 18th century, for naval combat at short range, they invented a musket that worked basically like a Roman candle? It carried many charges. it carried many rounds. It worked like a machine gun. Hey, shithead, can I have that? You hear the pucket gun? Can I have that, shithead? Can I have any fucking gun created before 1900? Because I'll be okay. You'll look really dumb. We'll have some fun. Steampunking the fuck out of you, shithead. Yeah, good luck with Prohibition, man. It always works, right? And the black market is destroyed. Mark my words, is a kind of bullshit. Mark my words, is crap in the internet age. If you post something on Facebook and you say full stop, mark my fucking words, you look like a fucking moron. Your words are marked. Your words are recorded. Your words are distorted by Zuckerberg's AI. And they're marked. They're marked NSF, baby. NSFW. They're marked. Don't worry about that. Oh, Dan, son of a bitch. Yeah, I know, I'm a son of a bitch. Here's a quote from Dr. Freckles. Did you know that there's a white Hitler, obviously? Did you know that there's also a black Hitler? There's Hispanic Hitler. There's Jewish Hitler. There's Asian Hitler. And many, many more. Latino Hitler. Even Irish Hitler. But Irish Hitler mostly drinks and has an angry podcast. Yes, there are many Hitlers of many colors and shapes, but Irish Hitler, he's mostly angry. Irish Hitler, he mostly drinks. Hey, Gandalf, why don't you visit Irish Hitler? He'll use one of those 18th century non-assault weapons, you know, the special Roman candle. Yeah, he's gonna unload it all because he ain't got no choice on you, Gandalf. But make sure to call the anti-gun people. You weren't shot with an AR-15. You were shot with something special. Call them on the phone when they're all alone. Mocking Pierce Brosnan and the lives of people who actually have a life. If you listen to this podcast and you enjoy it, I can't really say why, but it is Christmas Eve. But before I beg for money, let me give you the disclaimer. Assuming you got this far, maybe you enjoyed it, maybe you thought it was mock-worthy, I don't give a fuck. But assuming you got this far to listen, listen to the disclaimer. Take care of your food, water, shelter first. Take care of people in your life that need help. There are people in your life that probably need help. Before you give some random shithead your money on the internet, take care of yourself, take care of your friends. If you're setting aside food like 6 months worth for your family, ooh, glorious optimism, and you have a pet, a dog, a cat, let's just talk about the dog. Even if it's a Frenchie, that dog will probably do whatever it can to protect you and your family. Mostly a Frenchie, the best you can do is load it into a trebuchet. But barring Frenchies, that dog is going to be your alarm. That dog will be your friend. So if you're thinking about your family and prepping a little, make sure you think about your pet. And remember, this is Boblimp Doc, a.k.a. the Great Discontinuity, History is unstuck, if you haven't fucking noticed yet. The ride's about to get weirder, like Six Flags. But it's not the end of the world. Yeah, I think things are going to get batshit crazy. As I've recommended to so many friends and people, especially young people, there's a book you can read. It's called The Distant Mirror by Barbara Tuchman. I highly recommend it to everybody. Not because it's the end of the world, but because you might feel like it. But it's not the end of the world. And shit still works, kinda. You can still go to the grocery store and get yourself a steak. You know, it's probably gonna be purchased at 11% over 30 years. You can still go to the grocery store and get fixins for a meal. You can still buy gasoline and visit your friend. You can still pick up the phone and make a call. You can still do things that are fun as long as things are quasi-normal. And the great thing about the slow burn, like the fuse on dynamite, you don't really know when the fuse hits the dynamite, do you? No, neither do I. When it does, it's not going to be linear. It's not going to be gradual. It's not going to be, it's going to be cascading. It's going to be brutal. It'll be discontinuous in every sense, non-linear. Yeah, that's it. But it's not the end of the world. So before you donate money to me, why don't you take some time out for yourself? Okay? Especially if you're somebody like myself who might not have a ton of people around you at Christmas. I'm lucky. I have my brother. Actually, I'm really lucky. You know, we don't always get along, but he's kind of an amazing person. And he's a good person. You know, probably gets annoyed with me because I'm a hermit fuck. I am a hermit fuck. I enjoy my alone time. But I'm thankful that I have a brother, even if I don't always tell him that. And there are probably people in your life you should be thankful for, even if you don't believe it. So, you know what? Before you donate to me, donate to yourself. But hey, if you've taken care of everything you need, if you've taken care of your human greed, if you still have gold and silver, you can send it my way. PayPal still works. PayPal still works. I don't have anything but that fucking PayPal link. So click on the link. You can donate whatever you want, including you don't have to. Because I know that times are tight. And I wish I could send you some message for the new year without feeling like a liar and tell you that I believe things are going to get easier. I honestly don't. But that doesn't mean life is hell. It just means we have to kind of calibrate a bit. I'm lucky. I started going through my stages of grieving vis-a-vis this reality more than 10 years ago. I'm lucky. I started that process a decade ago, and I'm still flying 100 feet off the ground. If you're flying 100,000 feet up, maybe you need to descend a little. But that doesn't mean you have to give up on joy. It doesn't mean you have to give up on good things. It just means, you know, be thoughtful, baby. And if you want to donate, you can, but you don't have to. It is Christmas Eve, 2023. Can you hear it? Santa's sleigh. Ring-a-ding-ding, motherfucker. He's coming for you. He has laser beam eyes. He has a special rocket. He has a special cane. It'll strike your membrane. Hey, buddy. Santa's coming. Hey, girly. Santa's coming for you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. And in all seriousness, may the Lord Jesus Christ watch over you and your family. May you have peace now and in the new year. If you're struggling, may you get some help. If you're sad, may you find a smile. if you're in need, maybe you'll get some help. And once again, Merry Christmas.